It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. And I'm Pinky the Pig, and I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow. Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky? I'm wonderful, glorious. How are you, Mildred?
I'm wonderful, glorious. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a wonderful and glorious weekend because it was Mother's Day yesterday. It was so fun, and we had a party. And, well, we had a party on Saturday for the Kentucky Derby, and then we had more people over on Sunday. Carol came. She made a cake for Mother's Day. It was pink and white.
Nice. So you watched the Derby on Saturday?
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby horse race. Those thoroughbreds are so cool. They are so fast.
Right.
They run really fast, but you know the babies? Those thoroughbreds?
Yeah.
They have to be real baby horses.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't make the baby in a test tube and then race it.
Right, right. Yeah, they don't qualify.
They have to be real babies. But Kentucky Derby is very, very famous. And Kentucky is also known as the Bluegrass State, because they grow the beautiful blue grass there. And that's what the horses, the thoroughbred horses, eat, the blue grass.
Right, it makes them really strong and fast.
I think so. And then, of course, the bluegrass music is very strong and fast. A lot of great singers came out of Kentucky from the bluegrass.
Right, and you know who else came out of Kentucky, was born in Kentucky?
I know, Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, was born in Kentucky.
That's right. He was born in a log cabin in the year 1809.
I know.
And another man was born in Kentucky in 1809. Famous man. His name, Kit Carson.
Kit Carson? Wait a minute. Isn't he the guy they named Carson City, Nevada, after him?
That's right, and also the Carson River. But he was born in Kentucky in the same year as Abraham Lincoln, 1809.
And you know, Mildred, producer Renee's piano came out of Carson City from a church. It's a 1907 Steinway upright grand piano from Carson City, Nevada, in the church.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
But yeah. But Kit Carson, his real name, Christopher Houston Carson, a very famous American frontiersman, and he had a very large impact on the Western expansion of the United States. And he was born on Christmas Eve on 1809.
Wow.
And when he made his way to Carson City, he was 35 years old at that time.
Okay.
But here's the thing about Kentucky. Kentucky is not actually called a state.
Well, it's one of the states.
Right. But what they call it is a commonwealth.
A commonwealth.
That's right. And essentially, it's the same as the word state. It's just that there are four states that are officially known as commonwealths: Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Virginia, and Massachusetts. And Kentucky used to be part of Virginia, and then it did separate and make its own commonwealth.
Huh.
But it's essentially the same. It's just that these four states have a real strong pride. Commonwealth means the people govern the area, and it's not governed by the king or queen anymore. So when the United States was first being established, they were all called commonwealths, but then they took the name states. But these four commonwealths remain.
I like it.
Yeah. Because it was not until 1792 that Kentucky became the 15th state commonwealth.
Yeah. But there's some other famous people from Kentucky I know. We already said Abraham Lincoln, and we already said Kit Carson.
Right. And who else?
I forget.
Oh, Pinky, that would be Loretta Lynn, a very successful female country music star, writer, musician.
Oh, yeah, of course. We did a podcast on her, Loretta Lynn. But she was born in Kentucky, I know, 1932. And you know the town?
I know.
Butcher Holler. Butcher Holler, I don't like the name of that town.
Nor do I.
Mm-mm. But anyway, who else was born in Kentucky?
Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer. He was born in Kentucky, 1942. He was considered the greatest.
Yeah, quite the talent. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay.
Right.
And you know what? In Kentucky, that is the one and only place in the whole wide world that they manufacture the Corvette.
Isn't that wild?
That is a cool car, the Corvette. Only from Kentucky.
Right, and they, of course, they grow a lot of corn and they raise a lot of goats and cows.
Yeah, they make whiskey and stuff.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
But you know, Pinky, there's the longest known cave system in the whole wide world is in Kentucky.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's a cave system. It's 400 miles long in Kentucky. The largest known cave system on the planet.
Wow. Who would have thunk?
I know. And Pinky, do you know the capital of Kentucky?
No, I do not.
The capital city, the name of it is Frankfort.
I don't like that name either, Mildred.
No, Frankfort. Mm-mm.
But I do know that the northern border of Kentucky is the Ohio River.
Oh, very good, very good.
But I know there's a lot of other musicians that come out of Kentucky.
Right? Dwight Yoakam, one of our very favorites.
Yeah, we did a podcast on him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Billy Ray Cyrus, cool.
Right, and some movie stars, Johnny Depp and George Clooney.
Okay.
All right, Pinky, we have time for a few quotes here about Kentucky.
Yes, please.
Okay, this first one comes from Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone was a man.
Right, and he was born in Pennsylvania, but he said, "Soon after, I returned home to my family with a determination to bring them as soon as possible to live in Kentucky, which I esteemed a second paradise."
What about that?
I know. And this anonymous quote, "I've never met a Kentuckian who wasn't either thinking about going home or actually going home."
Wow.
And we'll finish with this last one. Comes from Ashley Judd.
Another country musician, sure.
She said, "Tough girls come from New York. Sweet girls, they're from Georgia. But us Kentucky girls, we have fire and ice in our blood. We can ride horses, be a debutante, throw left hooks, and drink with the boys, all the while making sweet tea, darling. And if we have an opinion, you know you're gonna hear it."
Yikes! Yeah, them, they're Kentuckians.
Yeah.
Okay, Mildred, that was fun learning about Kentucky. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.